91 Olsberg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan, inspiring visitors to celebrate, explore, and care for the Flint Hills region with exhibits, programs, and events to engage visitors of all ages. More at flinthillsdiscovery.org.
Coming up next here on KPR, it's Weekend Edition Saturday. We've got the latest news from NPR just 1 minute away. The time is 7 o'clock. This is Kansas Public Radio.
And trucking. The longer the war continues, the longer this oil shock risks fueling inflation and wider economic damage. Maria Aspen, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Kansas tax collections fell short in March by about 11%. We're down $69 million. KPR's State House reporter Zach Boblett has the details.
The state collected $577 million in taxes last month, down 9% from the same month last year. Governor Laura Kelly called it concerning and criticized the legislature for a short legislative session. Lawmakers will return next week to finalize their work. Individual income taxes were slightly below projections. Corporate taxes came in negative, and retail sales taxes were a lone bright spot, slightly above expectations. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Kansas City Chiefs receiver Rashee Rice will not face discipline from the NFL after a former girlfriend accused him of domestic violence. The Associated Press reports that the NFL released a statement yesterday saying they'd finished their investigation and found the wide receiver had not engaged in conduct violating the Football League's personal conduct policy. In February, his former girlfriend Dakota Jones sued Rice, alleging that he had physically assaulted her multiple times. Last night, Kansas City Royals game against the Milwaukee Brewers was rained out. They'll play a split doubleheader today. The original game at 1:10 this afternoon at Kauffman Stadium. The makeup game from last night will be played at 6:10 this evening. We'll have a look at today's forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at Hewlett.org.
Mostly cloudy skies today, then gradually clearing and becoming sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. It will be a windy day, though, with winds from the northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 30 miles per hour. We've got a chance of frost overnight tonight, with lows getting down to right around freezing. Highs tomorrow in the lower 60s. It's 40 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to it on Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, for many people, Easter is all about church, Easter eggs, and cakes baked in the shape of a lamb. In Central Europe, it turns out there are lamb-shaped pans that date back centuries. That story and more this Easter weekend on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming soprano Renee Fleming, presenting Voice of Nature at the Anthropocene, Friday, April 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
A big thank you to everyone who contributed during KPR's Hive Drive. We know these are hard times, and your support means the world to us. A major key to KPR's continued success is the support from sustaining members. Your support makes KPR news, music, and programming possible. If you didn't get a chance to donate and are able to give, please consider pledging online at kansaspublicradio.org. And again, from all of us at KPR, thanks so much for your support during our Hive Drive.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, offering education programs including school field trips, summer camps, paid apprenticeships, and volunteer opportunities. Details at caseyfarmschool.org.
Mostly cloudy skies today, then gradually becoming sunny. Highs today in the mid-50s. It's 44 in Chanute, 40 degrees in Emporia, 40 degrees in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
From NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. It's been 40 years since Bruce Hornsby's biggest hit, The Way It Is. Just ahead, he's got a new album out, Indigo Park. He joins us at about 7:50 this morning to talk about Indigo Park and what he's been up to the last 40 years. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies, then gradually becoming sunny today, highs in the mid-50s. It's 40 degrees in Emporia, 40 degrees in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a little over a minute and a half away. Support for Weekend Edition on KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting the University Dance Company's Spring Concert featuring choreography by Kansas City's Sam McReynolds, April 10th through the 12th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at dance.ku.edu. We've got a beautiful weekend in store, mostly cloudy skies today, then gradually becoming sunny, highs in the mid-50s. It's 40 degrees in Manhattan, 41 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Some members of Congress are also pushing legislation that's similar to the executive order. This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Kansas tax collections fell short in March by about 11%, or down $69 million. KPR State House reporter Zach Boblett has this report.
The state collected $577 million in taxes last month, down 9% from the same month last year. Governor Laura Kelly called it concerning and criticized the legislature for a short legislative session. Lawmakers will return next week to finalize their work. Individual income taxes were slightly below projections. Corporate taxes came in negative, and retail sales taxes were a lone bright spot, slightly above expectations. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Governor Laura Kelly signed several bills yesterday, including one that bans the use of cell phones while driving in school or construction zones. Under Senate Bill 366, drivers who violate the law will first receive a warning. After July 1st, 2027, violators could face a fine of $60. In other news, Governor Kelly allowed Senate Bill 334 to become law without her signature. That bill loosens the requirements for college nursing faculty. Currently, the Kansas Board of Nursing requires college faculty to obtain a graduate nursing degree. The new law attempts to address the state's nursing shortage by allowing faculty with just one degree level above those students they teach. In her statement, Kelly said she understands the need to address the nursing shortage, but that lowering the level of academic training required for faculty could leave prospective nurses unprepared.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
Mostly cloudy skies this morning, then gradually becoming sunny. Highs today in the mid-50s. Winds from the northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. For tomorrow, sunny. Highs in the lower 60s. Under cloudy skies, it's 41 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Insecurity of the American public. But again, here, I think you have a president, frankly, Scott, who has a very hard time turning the M in me upside down so it becomes a W in we.
Aaron David Miller is a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and, of course, former State Department official. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.
Listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual Easter Egg Roll with Dole, featuring activities for the whole family, April 4th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. More at DoleInstitute.org.
Should be nice weather for today's Roll with Dole. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up in just a minute. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, the elderly are sometimes targeted for scams. But just ahead, we'll hear about a scam involving a 194-year-old. Yes, 194. It's a tortoise, Jonathan, and he's very much alive and doing well. We'll hear that story in about 15 minutes on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. KPR would like to thank everyone who continues to support KPR during these difficult times. We just wrapped up our spring membership Hive Drive, and we were overwhelmed by the pledges we received. But we're still needing additional support. If you're able, consider giving a gift at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies for that Roll with Dole today, then gradually becoming sunny this afternoon. Highs today in the mid-50s. It's 40 degrees in Lawrence, 40 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
And I thought, well, I think the only way to do this is inside of an RV. I realized I needed running water and a toilet and space for people to check in and have exams in the back and feel safe.
Her new book is called Labor, Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, a Broadway star returns to his hometown after a very public meltdown. Can he save his family's small-town theater? That's the premise of Kevin Kline's American Classic. Actor Kevin Kline joins us on Weekend Edition Saturday, coming up in about 12 minutes here on Kansas Public Radio. Stay with us.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Mostly cloudy skies today, or this morning rather, then gradually becoming sunny this afternoon. Highs today in the mid-50s. Highs tomorrow for Easter Sunday in the lower 60s. It's 40 degrees in Manhattan, 41 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Charles Schwab, offer NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up, and then stay with us for NPR's News Quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Do you have an IRA? Are you 70 and a half years or older? Would you like to support KPR? If the answer to all of these questions is yes, then consider a charitable distribution to KPR. To learn more, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org, under the Support tab.
Mostly cloudy skies this morning, then gradually becoming sunny. Highs today in the mid-50s. Winds from the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Gusts up to 30 miles per hour today. It's 41 in Topeka.
Patients also came in delirious, agitated, with very high heart rates and not responding to typical medications.
So what we were seeing is tenfold increases in people needing ICU care for withdrawal.
According to the CDC, the drug is most prevalent in the Northeast U.S., though it's also showing up more in the Midwest and the South. Ping Huang, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Kansas City Chief Rashee Rice will not face discipline from the NFL after a former girlfriend accused him of domestic violence. The Associated Press reports that the NFL released a statement yesterday saying they wrapped up their investigation into the allegations and did not find conclusive evidence that Rice had violated the Football League's personal conduct policy. In February, his former girlfriend, Dakota Jones, sued Rice, alleging that he had physically assaulted her multiple times. The University of Kansas Health Services is shutting down its pediatric intensive care unit services in Kansas City, Kansas. KSHB reports that the decision comes following chronically low numbers in the unit. A date has not yet been set for closing down the unit. Pediatric services that are not considered intensive care are not affected. Governor Laura Kelly signed several bills yesterday, including one that bans the use of cell phones while driving in school or construction zones. Under Senate Bill 366, drivers who violate the law will first receive a warning. After July 1, 2027, violators could face a fine of $60. In other news, Governor Kelly allowed Senate Bill 334 to become law without her signature. That bill loosens the requirement for college nursing faculty. Currently, the Kansas Board of Nursing requires college faculty to obtain a graduate nursing degree. The new law attempts to address the state's nursing shortage by allowing faculty with just one degree level above those the students they teach. In her statement, Kelly said she understands the need to address the nursing shortage in Kansas, but lowering the level of academic training required for faculty would leave prospective nurses unprepared. In sports, the Kansas City's game against the Milwaukee Brewers last night was rained out. They'll play a split doubleheader today, 1:10 this afternoon, and a makeup game at 6:10 this evening. Mostly cloudy skies today and then gradually becoming sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Winds from the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 30 miles per hour. It's 42 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting The Clown, Saturday, April 11th, featuring Stravinsky's Petrushka, Esmail's Remember, and Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. Information and tickets available at TopekaSymphony.org.
KPR wants to sincerely thank everyone who contributed during KPR's Hive Drive. Your support means the world to us. A major key to KPR's continued success is the support from sustaining members like you. That support makes KPR news, music, and programming possible. If you didn't get a chance to donate and you're able to give, please consider making a pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. You make this possible. You make Weekend Edition Saturday possible. Coming up on Weekend Edition, maybe you've seen photos on social media of epic fails of lamb-shaped cakes that, when they turn out great, they're terrific, but when they turn out a little off, they're kind of scary. What's the deal with the lamb-shaped cake? That Easter-related story coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from University Press of Kansas. Marking its 80th year, the nonprofit press publishes books in American history, politics, military, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies this morning, gradually becoming sunny. Highs today in the mid-50s. It's 44 degrees in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
1930s Germany, a surprise archaeological find uncovered a 9,000-year-old trove of goods and the skeleton of a shaman. The Nazis claimed it was proof of Aryan roots, but new genetic analysis shows
she is not a white Aryan man, she's a dark skin colored woman.
We hear the evolution of a shaman story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual Easter Egg Roll with Dole, featuring activities for the whole family, April 4th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. org.
Roll with Dole starting in about 20 minutes at the Dole Institute here in Lawrence. Looks like pretty nice weather for it. A little chilly, mostly cloudy skies today and then becoming sunny. Highs only in the mid-50s. So bundle up if you're heading out for Roll with Dole. It will also be a little windy with winds from the northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, we've got 20 more minutes, and then stay with us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's news quiz coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. Today on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, actress Olivia Munn stops by to play Not My Job. That's just ahead here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the LEAD Center, NKU's Office of Sovereign Partnerships and Indigenous Initiatives, presenting the annual KU Powwow and Indigenous Cultures Festival, April 11th, 10:30 a.m. Details at powwow.ku.edu.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for Weekend Edition Saturday, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and NPR News. We're Kansas Public Radio, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH, and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV, and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Mostly cloudy skies this morning, gradually becoming sunny. Highs today in the mid-50s. Winds from the northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Gusts up to 30 miles per hour today. It's 43 degrees in Lawrence, 43 in Topeka. This is KPR.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis.
And I'm Nagin Farsad, in for Peter Sagal. This week, we went to space, the final frontier, to explore strange new worlds and to boldly go where a bunch of dudes did go before, like 50 years ago. We'll find out where our starship is headed, plus we'll ask actress Olivia Munn from Your Friends and Neighbors if there's an ideal height for my privacy hedges. And Bill Curtis gets frustrated at the recaps at the start of the Great British Baking Show.
They should just get down to business.
We'll ask who should really cut to the chase on our quiz, coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Hurst. Developments in the Iranian war today. President Trump is again threatening Iran, saying on social media it has 48 hours left to open the Strait of Hormuz or